Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 462. When a husband and wife are conversing, they're talking to each other, it's a great opportunity for them to open up themselves to one another. Therefore, conversation is not just merely talking about the news or routine topics, which is, of course, good as well. But such conversation can just as well be said with friends on the street as well. Or people that have a business, aspects with each other. You know, you take care of this and I'll take care of that. But it's more than that. Conversations between husband and wife can be considerably more profound. And the primary goal of a conversation between a husband and wife is to be and find a listening ear with one another. This is a key that is so, so important. And it is a tremendous eye-opener, in this case, ear-opener, listening ear. Now, I know why Hashem didn't make me a comedian, but the idea is listening ear. That is a tremendous kayach, and that is a key to life, a key to a lot of Beinodim L'Chaveroi aspects. A lot could be healed with the listening ear, and Shalom Bayis tremendously by just learning how to listen to one another. And a conversation between a husband and wife is a matter of allowing the communication with words, but the recipient of that listening, that's active communication, the listening of what is being said. When you have a close relationship with someone, you want to share your life with that person. And let's say your heart is pounding with delight at some great joy you just experienced. You want to share it right away. That's because the emotions you are experiencing are so overwhelming, you need to share it with somebody else. So that's why when a husband or a wife, either one gets excited, even if they're talking about something, a camp memory from when they were kids, teenagers, something warm comes up, something that they, you see, this, they're like enjoying it, a conversation, and they want to share parts of their lives with the other. This creates a tremendous connection. Now, before marriage, parents are usually the go-to person for their children. They're the ones who, if it's an ideal situation where they listen and where they share their special moments. After marriage, Yazav ish es avavis imai, v'davak be'ishtai. The closest person a husband and a wife have is each other. And if it's not that way, it needs to become that way. They should be the go-to person who they turn to for everything that they need and everything that they want to talk about. Your spouse is the appropriate person to whom to talk about your challenges and your good moments, your bad moments, and to share them with each other, with one another. That's part of the shalom that Hashem says, the shechinah is shari when there's shalom between a husband and a wife. It's not just a matter of coexisting in peace. It's an active shalom that comes with listening and conversing and being a listening ear and empathetic and connecting in that way. Now, women in general are more emotional oriented. Again, it's not always that way, but in general it is. They are generally more emotionally oriented. They want to share experiences with their husbands. They take a situation, they analyze it, they dissect it, they go it over. And that's what they need to do to share their experience with their husband. Something that took maybe a minute or two in real life, the incident of what they're talking about, but they experience internally a lot of feelings with it. So the wives want to share and spend even 10 minutes on that 30-second event or minute event to explain their feelings behind what they experienced. Some husbands are less emotionally inclined than that. And they may wonder, what is the aim of these conversations? Why is my wife talking to me like this? Why should I, as a husband, even care to listen to what occurred to her, my wife, or whom she spoke to, when he has enough of his own concerns? And even if, let's say, he's not selfish, he wants to listen to his wife. But what's the tellus of it? Sometimes a husband, because of he's wired differently, he doesn't understand the need for it. It's a story that happened, let's say an incident that happened, takes 2 minutes to relate, but one's wife, because they're emotionally oriented and they want to process it, so they want to go through that experience and talk it over for 10 minutes, and he's thinking, what's the point of saying it over in the 10 minutes. But again, that's not a husband's fault. It's just the way his brain is wired. But once a husband develops an emotional connection with his wife, and he recognizes that feelings need to be shared, he understands that his wife needs to process this, and he understands that when his wife is telling him what's on her mind, it's not because she needs specific advice from him. It's not that she needs specific guidance from him, but simply because she wants a listening ear to the emotion she's experiencing. And she expresses her emotion to the closest person she has, and this is how she connects with her husband. So let's say, and as an example, I'm just giving an example. She went through an uncomfortable experience with a fender bender. Someone bumped into her car. Let's say, Baruch Hashem, no damage, a little scratch on a bumper, no big deal. So nothing really happened that needs further explanation. But one's wife was aggravated about it or is talking about it because it's on her mind and she wants to get it out of her system. Now, in a regular analytical, logical way, a wife could tell the husband, this is what happened, got into a fender bender. The one behind me bumped into me and there was a little scratch. We said, forget about it. Oh, what is it? Let's say the husband even looks at the scratch. No big deal. Good. Fine. End of story. And you're done in 30 seconds. But for a wife, sometimes this whole experience could be an emotional experience. Being upset about being bumped into, and she needs to get it off her chest and to explain what happened. For her, it'll take not just 30 seconds. It'll take 5 minutes or 7 minutes or 10 minutes. But again, the husband needs to realize that this is part of an emotional connection. It's not about the fender bender bump, you know, or scratch on the car, something like that. It's a matter of an emotional connection. Once he sees that that's behind it, all that tension goes away because he realizes it's not that my wife wants a solution about it. We know what it is, but she needs to process it. So I'm willing and want to help and be part of that process. So having a conversation and sharing experiences and paying attention to what your husband or wife is saying are all critical ways to create a connection. The problem is in many circles, men find this immature. They believe that it's even a crime, bittul Torah, or bittul business, or bittul whatever. Like, why do I need to spend 15 minutes, they'll use the insensitive word like malagera, regurgitating the same event 10 times over in 15 minutes when you could be done and just say it in 30 seconds. So if you're insensitive, and very often, I know, we're not trained. This is the Derech Eretz Kon Militar that many men, even Yeshiva Bachrim, yours truly, and many around me, just simply are not trained to think along these lines. We got down to business, take care of this, do this, this share, then go to that share. What's the bottom line with this? What's the bottom line with that? The idea of understanding this Derech Eretz Midos thing of connecting emotionally when you may not necessarily need it so much, but your wife ultimately will. And to understand even when you're a teenager to experience this concept, because even not with a wife, but Bein Adam L'Chaveira in general, you'll be interacting with people and sometimes they need to hear you. They need things to be heard. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, there's many, many stories of him that he spent, Rav David, I think it's in his biography too, he talks about it, that his father, as busy as he was with writing tshuvas and basically not wasting a second, but when someone simply may seem more simple of a person, needed to pour out their heart, whether it's a man, a lady, whether it's an immigrant, whether it was a Holocaust survivor, whether it was someone from Russia that wasn't so educated and they just needed to pour out their heart, Rav Moshe would be there listening for 30, even 30 minutes, even longer, giving that person all the time they need. Now, you could say he's also thinking with Shnayis in his head. Beautiful. He could do that both, Baruch Hashem. But outwardly, he wasn't like busy writing things or doing things like that. Totally focused on the person. So that's the idea of where we need to shift and recognize this is not a matter of immaturity. This is a matter of being a mensch, of being healthy, of being there, of being present. To learn that the idea of a wife or any other person, Bein Adam L'Chaveira, needing an emotional connection with another person and to be there as a listening ear or to talk about things is not only not bittul Torah or bittul Zman or bittul whatever, it is the healthiest thing. It's part of what makes you a healthy ben Taira, what makes you a healthy human being, what makes you a true Eved Hashem. So, and don't think it's immaturity is what I'm saying. It's people think, oh, that you have to be a listening ear to a wife that's emotionally, expressing herself for 10 minutes when it could be said in 30 seconds. And instead you're like drumming your thumbs and you're inwardly rolling your eyes like, let's get this over with already. That's the wrong attitude. Hashem values this emotional connection, values the fact that he made women this way, most of them. Again, it could be reversed sometimes, of wanting to connect this way, and Hashem wants you to be part of that experience. So having the conversation, sharing your experience, paying attention to what your spouse says, they're all critical ways to create that connection. And once a husband understands how to listen to his wife's thoughts, he will open up to her and share his own emotions also, resulting as a close bond between the two. This is something also that men, especially the ones that are more intellectual, they are more colder per se, but they need that warmth too, and they don't admit it to themselves. And the best place to get it is from their own wives. The warmth, the understanding. So that's very, very important. Another concept was one of the love languages that we spoke about when we had the shiurim on the love languages. Just again, WhatsApp me, and I'll be happy to share those shiurim. Again, there's many, many basic shiurim on many things that we could sort of zoom in on. One of them was the love language shiurim. Another one was the one on the needs of a husband or wife. Forgot the numeric numbers to them, but I could look it up and resend it to anyone who wants to review those concepts. So one of the love languages was acts of service. That it creates a deep relationship. For example, a husband surprises his wife by taking over an act of service that she normally performs. He'll wash the dishes tonight. She usually vacuums, he's going to vacuum. Or the other way around, she is taking something over that he generally does. This is an expression of true love. Which means like this is a very fascinating thing, and it's hard for other people to understand this. That if a husband realizes, for example, that his wife is running late and arranges the dinner table properly, she will likely be very moved by that gesture. Or he prepares a cup of tea or coffee, what she wants, when she comes home. She will feel appreciated. She will feel valued. But it's not an idea of just ticking off a chore. Okay, they normally take out the garbage, but today they look tired. I'm going to take out the garbage. It's beautiful. I'm going to open the door, and so on and so forth. It's not just the physical act of doing that service. It has to be accompanied by an overall feeling of love as well, with enthusiasm, with a desire to assist your spouse, to make their lives easier. And one person, interesting, was a husband related once in a podcast. It was a secular person, actually a religious non-Jew, but said very fascinating, his wife's love language is acts of service. And she actually, when he goes and other people, in a way it seems illogical, right? You would say, what would make a wife really feel loved? You hug her, if her love language is a physical touch. You give her a nice gift, a gesture, whether it's a card, whether it's the flowers, whether it's a nice piece of jewelry, whatever it is. That makes sense. Words of affirmation saying, I love you and you're special and you're beautiful. Words or quality time. Let's spend time together. You spend a lot of time together. The acts of service, to appreciate it, I get it. It's a karsa taif. My husband washed the dishes for me, vacuumed for me, right? So there is a hakaras hatayv there, but that it creates a feeling of love. For some people who don't understand this love language, it's hard to understand. The husband was sort of half joking when he said this. He says, all I need to, for my wife, for her to get her in the mood. Let's say they have a scheduled intimacy when as often as they want. They know they're going to be intimate that particular night. What gets his wife going and get, quote unquote, turned on physically to connect? Acts of service. Vacuuming for her turns her on. He said it in a half-joking way, but it's really not. Because really what's happening is that act is being translated into he loves me. So every time he's vacuuming or he's scrubbing the floor or he's trying to fix something he's handy with his hands and he fixed flapper on the toilet or whatever it is, turning of a doorknob, fixing a doorknob that got loose, or a leg of a table that got loose. All these things that seem so technical. For to think that the wife, because her love language is acts of service, to actually feel warm and fuzzy and a feeling of emotional love. Wow, he's vacuuming for me. You know, that's not something that usually translate into that type of feeling. Hakara satayv, yes, I'm grateful for you. You cleaned up the room. It makes me feel so much better, yes. But to connect that right away to feelings of warmth and love and even physical attraction, for some people it seems strange. But the idea is that it's not. Especially when those acts of service is also expressed afterwards by saying the love. You're openly saying this. I'm doing this vacuuming because I love you. I appreciate you. I love helping you. And that's why I love you. And I love you, and that's why I'm doing this for you, rather. So that's a very important yesod. This acts of service type of love language is very often overlooked. But for people that it is their love language, it really means a lot to them and has great, great value. Great, great value. And it's something not to be overlooked. It's not something to be ignored. So we talked today about conversations, listening ear to one another, emotionally oriented. And it could be reversed also, even though we said here stereotypically it's the men that are more intellectually oriented and the women more emotionally oriented. Sometimes it's reverse. The important way to create a connection and acts of service. All very, very important concepts in building love between a husband and a wife. Bracha v'hatzlacha.